In Asia Pacific markets, focus centered on the BOJ's May monetary policy decision amid holidays like Labor Day and Japan's Golden Week, with the BOJ maintaining rates but delaying its 2% inflation target forecast, reducing expectations for near-term rate hikes, and opening downside pressure on the yen as a consequence. Wednesday's U.S. economic data disappointed, with Q1 GDP contracting below forecast, also marking the first decline since Q1 2022, while the ADP employment report showed a sharp slowdown, signaling a softening labor market. Inflation indicators like the GDP price index and core PCE exceeded forecast, though later PCE data aligned closer to expectations, and the employment cost index held steady. Fed funds futures continue to price in 4 25 basis point rate cuts for 2025. In Australia, March trade data revealed a larger than expected surplus driven by a surge in non-monetary gold exports, and Q1 terms of trade rose due to higher export prices fueled by Chinese growth optimism and global uncertainty. Looking ahead, we get BOE consumer credit and mortgage approvals, U.S. initial jobless claims, ISM manufacturing, and construction spending. That's all for now.